pages 5, 6, 7 and 8 by Grace, Tori, Zoe and Flynn.
Matilda's brother Michael was a perfectly normal boy, but the sister, as I said, was something to make your eyes pop. By the age of 1 and a half, her speech was perfect and she knew as many words as most grown-ups. The parents, instead of applauding her, called her a noisy chatterbox and told her sharply that small girls should be seen and not heard. By the time she was three, Matilda had taught herself to read by studying newspapers and magazines that lay around the house. At the age of 4, she could read fast and well, and she naturally began hankering after books. The only book in the whole of this enlightened household was something called Easy Cooking, belonging to her mother. And when she had read this from cover to cover and had learnt all the recipes by heart, she decided she wanted something more interesting.
"Daddy," she said, "do you think you could buy me a book?" "A book?" he said. "What do you want a flaming book for?" she read, "Daddy. What's wrong with the telly, for heaven's sake? We've got a lovely telly with 12-inch screen, and now you're coming asking for a book. You're getting spoilt, my girl." Nearly every weekday afternoon, Matilda had left it long in the house. Her brother, 5 years older than her, went to school. Her father went to work and her mother went out to play bingo in a town 8 miles away. Mrs. Wormwood was hooked on bingo and played in 5 afternoons a week. On the afternoon of the day when her father had refused to buy her a book, Matilda set out all by herself to walk to the public library in the village. When she arrived, she introduced herself to the librarian, Miss Phelps. She asked us if she might sit a while and read a book. Miss Phelps, slightly taken aback on the arrival of such a tiny girl, and
unaccompanied by a parent, nevertheless told her she was very welcome. "Where are the children's books, please?" Matilda asked. "They're over there on the lower shelves," Mrs. Phelps told her. "Would you like me to help you find a nice one with lots of pictures in it?" "No, thank you," Matilda said. "I'm sure I can manage." From then on, every afternoon, as soon as her mother had left for bingo, Matilda would toddle down the library to the walk took only 10 minutes, as this allowed her 2 glorious hours sitting quietly by herself in a cosy corner, devouring one book after another. When she had read every single children's book in the place, she started wandering around in search of something else. Mrs. Phelps, who had been watching her with fascination for the past few weeks, now got up from her desk and went over to her. "Can I help you, Matilda?" she asked. "I'm wondering what to read next," Matilda said. "I've finished all the children's books." "You mean you've looked at the pictures?" "Yes, but I've read the books as well." Mrs. Phelps looked down at Matilda from her great height, and Matilda looked right back up at her. "I thought some were very poor," Matilda said, "but others were lovely. I liked the secret garden best of all. It was very full of mystery."
The mystery of the room behind the closed door and the mystery of the garden behind the big wall. Mrs. Phelps was stunned. "Exactly how old are you, Matilda?" she asked. 4 years and 3 months, Matilda said. Mrs. Phelps was more stunned than ever, but she had the sense not to show it. "What sort of a book would you like to read?" she asked. Matilda said, "I would like a really good one that grown-ups read, a famous one. I don't know any names." Miss Phelps looked along the shelf, taking her time. She didn't quite know what to bring out. How, she asked herself, does one choose a famous grown-up book for a 4-year-old girl? Her first thought was to pick a young teenager's romance of the kind that is written by for 15-year-old schoolgirls, but For some reason, she found herself instinctively walking past that particular shelf. "Try this," she said at last. "It's very famous and very good. If it is too long for you, just let me know, and I'll find something shorter and a bit easier." "Great Expectations, Matilda Read," by Charles Dickens. "I'd love to try it. I must be mad," Miss Phelps told herself. But to Matilda, she said, "Of course you may try it." Over the next few afternoons, Miss Phelps could hardly take her eyes off the small girl sitting for hour after hour in the big armchair at the far end of the room with the book on her lap.